During Tuesday night's meeting of the Sulphur Springs City Council, two members of the public addressed the council concerning the death of Chance Ross during his incarceration in the Hopkins County Jail. Ross's brother, Chad Ross, asked why the three arresting police officers were not placed on administrative leave. Another citizen presented a letter requesting that the officers be placed on administrative leave. City Manager Mark Maxwell promised to discuss the matter with Police Chief Jay Sanders, who had this comment Thursday morning.
The question was asked why the officers were not put off on an administrative leave. It's not an automatic. In our policy, it's not required that we do that, okay? Now, there is an allowance for it, and the Chief of Police can make a decision on how that's done, if it's done. And there was a couple of things that went through my mind on this one. Number one was, as we got into the investigation, which we started that night, the internal investigation started just hours after the incident. Hmm. And at that point, once we got done with the initial part of that, it appeared that there was nothing violation policy-wise that would require them to need time off. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I did not do it. Mm-hmm. And to this point, up to today, there's still nothing in the investigations, both internal and the Rangers investigation, that would lead me to think they needed to be off for something that they did wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't feel they're a danger to the community. So therefore those officers were never put off. Now the second part of that is what I call the decompression time for the officer who's involved in a critical incident, such as this one. We are a smaller department, okay? We're stretched. So what I chose to do was to talk with these officers and offer them counseling if they wanted it, if they wanted some time off because of this to, you know, recuperate or de-stress. That they could do that. They all chose just to continue to work, and I advised them that if they ever, you know, they started having problems with this or things were happening that they needed counseling or needed some time off, just to come to me and we would do that. Mm-hmm. That's why we did what we did.
All right. I'm sure you were at the council meeting. You heard the
brothers. No, I was not.
We're not there. The brother had some questions, I guess, based on what he saw on video. Mm-hmm. You've seen the same video, but mm-hmm. you say that everything looked like it was done according to department
everything,
procedure.
According to the investigations, both investigations, there's nothing in there as of this time mm-hmm. that would indicate that these officers did anything that would violate policy or would be a danger to our community.
As far as where this is right now, as far as I understand it, is still being investigated by Texas Ranger John Vance.
Yes, Johnny Vance is still doing the investigation on the death. Lieutenant Steelwagner is doing the internal investigation for us. He's our internal affairs division, mm-hmm. the one-man division, and that's where we're at this time. We should be getting pretty close to... I'm hoping the autopsy, of course, the toxicology of the autopsy mm-hmm. should be getting here pretty soon, uh-huh. and we're hoping to have a closure on this, hopefully by the end of this month. I'm hoping.
Because of the backup with the ME's office and all that, it usually takes several weeks, months.
Well, the toxicology takes quite a long time. No matter where you go,
yeah.
The JP that did the inquest was actually out of Tyler, and so therefore there was a forensic medical doctor in Tyler that was used. Okay. The body was not actually sent to Dallas where we okay. usually go. So that's what we're waiting on.
All right, so that's where we're standing right now.
That's where we're standing right now.
KSST News.